Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Peter Sterling, master harpist and sound traveler, former yoga and tai chi teacher, ski instructor, tour guide. Peter has found his calling by connecting with the angels. His 25 years of being guided by angels, plus, has provided him with a vast body of knowledge to assist humanity, all of us, an opening to a new dimension of awareness. Peter shares his wisdom at workshops where he explores sacred geometry, the harmonics of sound and light, the mystery of crop circles, and the evolution of DNA. Peter, 11 years, where have you been?
I know, George, it's been too long, but I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you.
The angels brought me back around, I knew they would.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been great. You know, a lot's happened over the last 10 years. I don't know if you remember the last time I saw you, I bumped into you at the bar at the Hotel Boldorado on a Saturday night.
It was when we were doing our Beyond Belief shows. That's right.
Exactly. And gosh, what's been happening lately? I've just been producing a lot of music. I just launched my 16th album on June 12th called Mystic Voyager. And this is a beautiful recording. It's getting rave reviews around the world so far, and super excited about that. And I've been winning awards too. There's been some
good for you.
This last year, I won the Visionary Music Award, the Culver Visionary Music. That's like in North America for New Age Album of the Year for my previous album, The Winding Way, that came out last year. And then before that, I won the Hollywood Music and Media Award, New Age Album of the Year for my other album, Sanctuary of Light. So there's been a lot of recognition from my work, and also I launched a single this last year called The Long Cold Winter, and this came to me like a vision the angels gave to me, George, and it came to me here in Sedona where I live. I'm talking to you now, but this song dropped in on my harp. It was so vivid, such a strong melody, and it had all this imagery, and my friend and I were like, wow, it feels like World War II. Like in the winter, there's a war going on. And the angels were like, you need to record this song immediately, which I did. I started recording it. And then all of a sudden I saw in the news the war, you know, broke out in Ukraine, started seeing all those pictures of the refugees and women and children, and just struck me deeply. And the angels showed me this whole screenplay for this music video, which I produced it and followed through just like they told me. And I sent it out to international film festivals around the world, and it's won several awards for best music video, like in Paris, and won the Los Angeles Cinematography Award last year, and in New York, and the Stockholm Swedish Film Award best music video, the Bali Film Award best music video. So it's been pretty cool, my music, the last few years. I'm grateful.
Peter, how did you become a harpist?
Well, that's where the story starts. I came to Sedona in the late 80s, so it's got almost 40 years ago. But I came here to live as an artist. I had been living in Aspen. I was a ski instructor teaching skiing to the rich and famous, having a fabulous life. But there was something else that wanted to come through me. So I came to Sedona. I heard about this place, this mystical power spot with red rock formations. The word was getting out. This was before the internet, and I just knew I had to go. And the first time I came down Oak Creek Canyon, I was in the spring. It struck me so deeply, the beauty, the power of the red rocks. And I just heard that home, like, this is my home. And so I ended up moving here. But shortly after I arrived, George, I got a message from my inner voice that I was to, there was something else that wanted to come through me, something big, and I was to release all my material possessions, acquire a Volkswagen camper van, and I was going to live in my car, and I was going to be guided by this inner voice telling me to go to different places where I would discover things I needed to learn and remember about myself. And so that's what I did, and I ended up living in my van here, George, for about 3 years in Sedona.
Jeez.
But I spent my days during that time just exploring the wilderness out back in the canyons here. I was just drawn to it, and I discovered that there was the most supreme and beautiful silence and stillness that exists in the canyons here of Sedona. And so my guidance was to just immerse myself into this backcountry, into this supreme silence, and just sit in silence and listen to silence. And it was there that I would find the answers to that which I seek. And so that's what I did. And I just was practicing my yoga. I was doing a lot of healing work on myself during time, just living very simply. I had no money, basically. But I was just on my quest and living so close on the land and meditating for hours every day, just sitting in the silence and listening. And then ultimately what happened, Georgia, you can just imagine me sitting out under a tree on a rock someplace in the canyon, but I started to hear the subtle strains of some sort of music. I was deep in my meditation. I was kind of like in a very rarefied state, like a samadhi state. And
yeah.
I was going through some really powerful, beautiful, sublime experience. But all of a sudden, I started to hear this subtle strains. I thought somebody was in the forest playing a stereo with some classical music on it. But then I realized, no, that's not what it is. I'm hearing something of a divine origin. And I had heard the stories. I had read the books of the saints, and many of the masters speak of the inner light and the inner sound. So I was aware of that, but all of a sudden, I was having my own mystical experience and hearing the most beautiful sound I had ever heard. The tone, the purity of the sound, the vibration of it just struck such a deep chord in me. It like brought tears to my eyes. And so that's how it started. I heard the music on the wind in the silence of the canyons. And then from there, the inner voice was like, just let the music take you on a journey. Let it just trust, surrender, and let go. Just let go. Let the sound current take you on an inner journey. And I did. And I was taken up into the light, and I just saw the glorious light, hearing this beautiful heavenly sound. I was like surrounded by this golden light. But I could see, I was looking in my inner vision, George, around me, and I could see, I was looking into this, like, other dimensional space, just bathed in this blissful, ecstatic, golden light, hearing this heavenly sound. And then all of a sudden, I could see there was something around me. I could see some faint forms of something around me. And my inner voice was kind of teaching me, like, I don't know, maybe my spirit guides or angels were teaching me how to see on the inner planes, how to adjust my vision. And as I did that, all of a sudden it came into focus, and to my astonishment, I was surrounded by a whole group of angels, a whole flock they were playing harps and flutes and violins, just like we see painted on the Sistine Chapel in the classical Renaissance art, the cherubs. And there they were. I was surrounded by a whole group of them. And that's that was that kind of moment where my life changed, in that moment where I realized that the angels are real.
Who taught you how to play the harp, Peter? Self-taught?
Well, they did. They did. They appeared to me, and as messengers, you know, I had several encounters with them, and I write about this in my book, Hearing the Angels Sing, in great detail, but after a short time, they telepathed. I had a telepathic communication. I still do. And they told me that my life's mission that I was asking to be revealed to me was to play the harp, and that I was to channel this heavenly sound. And that if I chose to do it, that the angels would work with me. They would teach me how to play, and we would work together as a team to bring a special music to Earth at this time of, you know, the dawning of the golden age. So it's like golden age music. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Like, it was so, you know, out of the box. I didn't know if I was losing my mind, George. It was really otherworldly, but they kept showing up, and eventually I realized that this was really happening. And so I finally said yes. And as soon as I said yes, within a week, I met a woman here who had a small harp for sale, and I ended up buying it, and I took it in my van. I went out in the forest. It had a little carrying case, and I would hike out into the forest and find a special place to sit out in, like, Boynton Canyon, you know.
Yeah, and how tall is a small harp?
Well, a lap harp, one that can sit on my lap. It was a small. I could sling it over my shoulder, and I'd hike out in the canyon, find a special place to sit. I'd take it out and just put my hands to it, and just start strumming the strings, you know, just easily. But then all of a sudden, this energy would come over me, and my hands would begin to move on the strings by themselves. And what I later learned, that this one angel in particular was like kind of teaching me how to play. Like, it would overshadow me, is an occult term, where it would just kind of float above me or behind me. And I was just so open that my nervous system would pick up the subtle impulses, and my hands would begin to move. And as I got more comfortable with it, George, this angel actually completely would come into my body to teach me how to play. It was very intense. It was kind of like I describe it like in the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
And Whoopi Goldberg, where they jumped in her body, right?
Yeah, when he came in the body like that. So that's kind of what it was like. That's how this one angel taught me. And my nervous system just, that's how it started. It was very intense. It was what happened. My eyes would tear profusely, and I would just be dripping sweat. My hands would be trembling sometimes, but it was a very high-frequency energy. I had to do a lot of preparatory work on my nervous system to prepare for this, but that's how I learned. And within 10 months of just having the angels teach me, like I just described, without any formal lessons, I made my first recording, guided by the angels, which I recorded here in Sedona. It was my first album, called Harp Magic. And that little cassette tape I made back in the early 90s, it ended up getting discovered by an international record label that I ended up signing a contract with to release my music worldwide. And this was everything the angel said was going to happen, and it just unfolded magically. So I still work with them today. They still channel through me, and I'm helping others. I have students, you know, that I'm teaching to play the harp, and we are helping to facilitate this type of experience for people. And I also use my harp a lot here on the land, because I'm a tour guide. I have a tour company, and I take people out into the canyons. I take people to where I met the angels, and I take them to these remote places, and I take out my little harp. I still have one, and I take it out, and I do the wind harp, George, which one of these days I have to take you out there so you can experience. But I just hold the harp up into the wind, and the wind plays it. It's the most celestial tone you've ever heard. It sounds like choirs of angels and great pipe organs and cathedrals. It's definitely a celestial, like a sound you've never heard. It's very healing. It's very high frequency, and it opens portals. People can really travel on this sound. So I love doing this work. It's just a big part of what I do here.
Would you call it angelic music?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the harp, it's angelic harp music. That's how I describe it. But of course, I have other styles that I play. I love to, some of my music is played on the, you know, I'm played on Sirius Satellite Radio on the New Age, and also One of my tracks is played on the Smooth Jazz station, so I kind of crossed over. So I love to play world music with world fusion with symphonic orchestral tones, new age sounds with lush keyboard pads and layered vocals. I do a lot. Got a lot of vocals on the new album. So yeah, I encompass a few styles, but it's always whatever genre I'm creating, and there's always that angelic touch, that kind of fingerprint of the angels in everything I do. That's kind of the deal I got with them. So they're always there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
And Peter, what do you think the angels are for?
What are they for? Well,
why do we have them?
Why do we have them? I guess they're some sort of overseeing spirits that are, they oversee, they're administering spirits throughout the universe, you know, and they work for God, you know. And of course, now the cherubs, the ones that I connected with, had the most direct experience. In angelology, the cherubs are, you know, one of the highest orders of angels. They exist closest to the throne of God, closest to the flame of God, to the wellspring. And indeed, that's been my experience with them. And they have a brilliance to them, but they're like intermediaries for humanity and the higher spiritual councils of the universe, you know. But it seems like my experience also is that, you know, we all have a guardian angel, I believe, who's with us from the time of birth, and their main function, the way it's been shown to me, George, is that they're here to assist us to connect with the divinity within ourselves, with the God that lives within ourselves, to help us to connect with our divine self. And they're just masters of how they do it. You know, if that's your endeavor and you want to connect with a higher power and fulfill your life's mission, so to speak, the angels are here to assist. I think they're really here to help to guide us down the right path. And I think at this time, you know, the world is so crazy, but I think to have your guardian angel, to have a good relationship with that, for that divine guidance, is so important, so essential right now, to have a higher power that we can connect with to help to guide us in our life. And that's certainly one of their functions for us personally here.
Is it easy, Peter, to connect with our angel?
It was for me, you know, and I've helped a lot of people connect with their angels. You know, one of the things when the angels gave me the music, George, you know, my music, is like it's an angelic transport, and it opens. It has within it what I call the heavenly harmonics. It has that feeling of that divine love is in it. And especially my real angelic stuff, like especially some of my earlier albums, like The Angel's Gift, that has these it can transport people to a new level of awareness where they can connect with something greater. And there's been a lot of stories, a lot of testimonials. I have letters on my website of people just, you know, being lifted out of depression and all sorts of life situations, healing diseases with it. It's a magical music, and it can inspire people, and the music can remind people of home because it has that feeling of oneness in it. There's some that feeling of divine oneness, that unified energy of oneness, and you can feel it in the music, and that's very, very healing for people. If people can just open to receive that, it can actually raise your vibration and move you into a new level of awareness and bring healing into your life.
Now, not everybody, Peter, is a harpist, so how do we still handle this without that?
Well, you listen to my music. That's what the angels gave it to me for, more and more people are playing the harp. I'm hopeful there's going to be a renaissance.
Are they? Do they teach it in school?
More and more, you know, there's some harp companies that are making small harps that are really on a mission to spread the harp love out into schools. So some of the schools have these special harpsichord harps, you know, and they come in all different rainbow colors. It's real fun for the kids. Kids love them. And I used to play in schools. I would go in and give a whole presentation about the magic harp.
How much do one of those big harps cost?
Well, the big harps, the classical harps that we see in the symphony orchestra, those can be, you know, and $20,000,
$30,000
or more. So.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're incredible instruments, very heavy. I played one for a while. One was given to me by Lyon and Healy to use as a loaner for 6 months to record my second album. That was one of the magical stories. I mean, I was just starting out. All of a sudden, I was contacted by the most famous harp maker in the United States for over 100 years. And they're like, we've heard of your music, this inspired new music, and we would like to give you one of our new electric classical pedal harps to play for free for 6 months, and so you can, you know, try it out. And it was just amazing how that they sent that to me from Chicago in a huge crate.
How many strings in one of the big ones?
Well, those big ones have like 45 strings, I believe. Most of the harps I play now have like 36 strings.
Oh, wow. And they're all different notes?
All different notes, yeah. So my harps are 36 strings. I have 5 octaves. You know, 7 notes each. They're diatonic, so they're not chromatic, really. The big classical harps, those are chromatic harps, and they have pedals, and you can shift and change musical scales as you're playing on the fly. But I play a lever harp, kind of a classical folk Celtic harp, and generally it's modal. I play in one key at a time for the most part.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.